Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane, Washington, 96.5 FM and AM 630, and the live stream. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday.
Monochromatic Monday.
Where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes, it is.
And praise God, by the way. You know, this is, we had an excellent Bible study on Saturday. It was just, it's always so wonderful. I mean, that you just get to tune the whole world out for a solid 24 hours.
Yep. And boy, do we need to unplug once a week.
You're
That's
not
for sure.
kidding. You know, by the time we reached last Friday, we were like, we were pretty, you know, usually we're fired up, but last week we had had it. You know, it's like we were fed up. Yeah, instead of fired up, we were fed up, and it was interesting because the word of the day was reflective of how we felt as well. You know, it was like the word was about Jesus telling all of his fair weather followers to basically hit the road when he says, "Eat my flesh, drink my blood. See ya." You know,
right.
And so we realized after we were talking, after the show was over, we realized, you know, that's interesting that today we were fed up and we've had enough. And that was pretty much like what the word of the day was saying too, where Jesus, he had had enough, you know, as politely as he could kick them off.
Yes.
He did so. And he had to be, that had to be just a very frustrating thing. And so
that's right.
We just thought that was kind of cool to see that the Lord was frustrated and fed up as well.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And so he is, that's why he was tempted in all things, so that he can relate to us in everything that we are going through.
And we know what you are all feeling right now, because it's very difficult to watch the train wreck take place, and you feel powerless to do anything about it. But, you know, Jesus said, you know, hey, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
That's right.
And we're just looking so forward to that, because really there is no solution, or at least there's not the will for the solution to fix, you know, what's going on right now.
Well, right. And even, well, there's a reason for that too. You
yes.
know, God is trying to wind this thing down because he's getting ready to close the door. You
That's
know,
right.
he's getting ready for rapturing his church,
yes,
and closing the door behind them so that we are spared the indignation, is what the Bible says.
Right.
And so, you know, how fantastic is that? I mean, run the race till the last bit. You know,
yes.
We've only got a short distance left, and so make him proud. You know,
absolutely.
Just seriously, keep your chin up. Express the joy of the Lord,
well,
and
go all out, because because once that door closes, this is the only shot we've got.
Yep, that was it.
You know, to make it count.
Yep.
To make it absolutely count. We should be bringing in every last soul that we can.
Right.
If you're a listener and you're just not really religious, or you believe in God, but you're just kind of dragging your feet, that time is over for you. You need to absolutely commit yourself to him, because what's coming, and very soon, is not survivable.
Right.
Matter of fact, if he didn't speed things up, then no flesh would be saved.
That's right.
And we're talking billions of people dead. When you go through the book of Revelation alone, from about chapter 5, chapter 6 on, it's just one... the staccato is just one pummeling after another, and they get increasingly more intense, more unsurvivable. This is not something where you if you're a prepper, you should be wringing your hands looking forward to like the final ultimate test. Can you survive it?
Right. Yeah. This isn't American Ninja Warrior.
Right. Yeah. This is not a game. What's coming is, well, if you play around and you find that you get stuck here, you're going to know how much trouble you're in.
And you'll instantly regret it. You know, first of all, it's way, way better to be at the feast, at the banquet, the wedding banquet with the Lord, with the door closed nicely behind you. You know,
and you can see we got a little taste of it. And of course, we're seeing the birth pangs right now. Just now, the volcanoes and earthquakes are intensifying. You look the world over, it's like they're flooding in places that never have gotten flooding before.
Right, right.
Places are on fire that never catches on fire.
Right.
And earthquakes and volcanoes. And this is just a taste of it. Wars and rumors of wars. Now, Azerbaijan and Armenia are about ready to go at it with Iran backing Armenia. Now you got Turkey getting involved, Pakistan, which is nuclear armed, saying we will intervene if Iran attacks. I mean, and troops are mobilizing there right now.
That's right.
That's just one area of the world where things are about ready to bust open. But you can't, a lot of us that think of preparedness and prepping, if you will, you plan for this collapse, this event, an EMP, or some kind of this fast, rapid decline. Now you're living, you know, it's chaos and mobs and zombies and people are looting and you hole up with your group and you eat your canned food and you know, patrol your property. I mean, this is kind of this fantasy that's painted in a lot of these dystopian novels. And that's how people think. But look at the reality.
Right. It's nothing like that.
It's insanity.
Yep.
It's nothing you can fight against.
Right.
It's just, unless you go to a big city, you know, you find yourself in a mob, you might have to, you know, fight your way out of it. But what we're looking at is supply shortages and ridiculous laws and trying to transition
lawlessness,
trying to transition your children, you know, and hide them from you. And the sneaky, insane, irrational behaviors, like that's mass psychosis.
That's the defining word, is irrational, because we have all assumed that it would be a rational way to try to survive in a rational world.
Right.
None of us expected irrationality where the insane were running the asylum. We never expected that. And so, you know, just the fact that the lawlessness, the chaos, and the irrationality of everything, that changes everything.
You're not dealing with a Red Dawn scenario.
Right, no, because that's a rational scenario.
You're dealing with your own countrymen who've lost their minds, who have gained control.
That's right.
And your fellow countrymen that are throwing their hot coffee in people's faces for not having a mask on.
Right.
And stores locking their doors or forcing you to wear a mask or forcing their employees to get this death shot. So anyway, it's frustrating to be in the middle of that. We get that.
Right.
Christ is the answer, and he's got control of the outcome of this.
Yep.
Don't waste any more time.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, speaking of that, let's go to the word of the day.
Yes, let's
start off
the week. Let's jump right in. Okay. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 22, that reads under the title, Christ Our Peace. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And that's it.
That's cool.
That is cool, isn't it?
Yeah, we because of what we were, one of the teachings that we tied into actually ties in with this about being a citizen of a nation, right? A nation which does not exist.
Right.
It's the kingdom of heaven. It's the kingdom of God.
Yep.
And he is the king of that. And this it just reminded me of that scripture that we encountered this weekend.
Right. And also in the Bible notes, it says, has kind of a very interesting synopsis. It says, the essence of peace is dual, to cause a ceasing from separation as well as a ceasing from strife. Peace means to be united with as well as to bring an end to hostility. And so the word household literally means members of the family. And so that's also a fascinating thing to think that, you know, I don't know how many of you have lost family members over your turning to Christ, you know,
right.
Or maybe lost friends. It's hard to say, but it happens a lot. And so, you know, when you're talking about family, you're actually regaining family.
Yes.
And you're being joined together with God's family,
that's
you know,
right.
And I think that's really, that's important to those of us who have lost family members over choosing Christ.
That's right.
And so I love that aspect of it, but also the fact that it says that being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And so that is just kind of like the foundation for when we hear the statement, we are his hands and his feet and his voice.
That's right.
You know, that we are acting on his behalf. He is acting through us. And the fact of that word right there is acting.
Yes.
We are actually in action.
That's right.
Right.
We're not supposed to be inactive.
Right. You're supposed to pray and then follow that up immediately with action. You
right.
never just pray. Don't just pray. Don't think that it's okay to just pray. Pray and act.
Right.
Because God is just like Joshua and Caleb. They prayed and then they acted when they went into Canaan.
That's
you know,
right.
They didn't just pray that God would just wipe out all the giants for them. They prayed and then God said, I will deliver them into your hand. And then they had to go act it out.
Yes, exactly.
And so, you know, that's, you do want to pray. You want his blessing, you want his direction, and he will help you win.
That's right.
And so, yeah, that's always very important. But that's how God acts, is through each of us.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we have to gird our swords. The battle belongs to the Lord, and the victory is ours.
And his.
And his.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, when you feel isolated, this one portion of the scripture there that jumped out at me, where you feel increasingly isolated, like a foreigner in your own land.
Right.
Right. In verse 19, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints.
Right.
And of the household of God.
Yep.
Two, both with the saints and the household of God.
Yep.
So that's pretty exciting. Just remember who you belong to and where your rightful place is and
well,
where your
yeah.
real family is.
Yeah, you and I have had so many discussions about, wow, can you imagine actually running across somebody like Moses? Or you're
right.
you're walking down the street and you run into Peter. You know,
yeah.
the fact that, or David, you know, that you could actually stop and talk to these people.
Joshua, Noah. I mean, they go on and on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Methuselah lived 969
yes.
years. I want to talk to him about what that must have been like to live 969
yeah.
years. Good
it's
grief.
Pretty amazing. And it's not far off.
That's right.
That's right. Well, thank you for that. Okay. So that was...
That was Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 22.
There we go. All right. Appreciate it.
Yep. Praise God for that.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take that break then. And you do not want to be left behind. You can learn more what all that means by going to JesusAppears.com. to make sure that you're rapture ready and not left behind. You can also check out our series there with JesusAppears.com is also listed at the bottom of all of those resources entitled Rapture Ready. It's the red banner on the right side of the page. So there's two different ways that you can find that website, JesusAppears.com. And this is The Morning Commute. We'll be back right after these messages, so stay right there. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
How do communists gain control of non-communist governments? Let's take a look. By military occupation. By expelling non-communist officials. By the army appointing puppet officials. By obtaining military and police powers. Controlling the legislative procedures. By propaganda creating political and economic unrest. Controlling the courts. Terrorizing political and economic opponents. By obtaining government positions and secrets.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on this September 11th. What, 22 years? That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Right. Wow. It has been a long time.
How far we've come, how far America has fallen since then. It started with the Patriot Act.
Yep.
And they've not let off the gas since.
That's for sure.
But, well, we've got several things to hit on.
Well, yes. In fact, we wanted to share that we got a letter back from President Trump. We had sent him a copy of the Checkmate bill along with an introduction letter, and we got a response back. It was quite a nice surprise considering all the other congressmen and senators that I have sent this to, and we haven't heard anything back. We've had one listener that sent it to his lame duck congressman, and she responded with such a ridiculous, pathetic canned ham response that was bad on her.
We care so much. Thank you for your letter.
Yeah, pretty much. And so this is our second response, but the second response is from President Trump himself, and I thought that said a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
It says here, thank you for your letter. The strength of our country lies in the spirit of the American people and their willingness to stay informed and get involved. I appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts. Melania joins me in sending best wishes to you and your family. Sincerely, Donald Trump. And so, hey, that counts for a lot when nobody else
responds.
And yet the top guy of the nation has time to respond to that. So
it sounded like a invitation to Mar-a-Lago. Like he wants to come over for dinner or something. That's what I read.
Don't you wish?
Oh, by the way, it's this pair of plane tickets in the
Right.
No, that didn't happen.
That would also be a wish. That's funny. No, we're just happy. We're just happy to get that. And at least he took the time and had the response sent.
Oh, so, yes. Cool. And breaking news alert here from Radio Free Redoubt. You heard it here first. Not one single member of Congress has entered a bill to ban electronic voting machines.
That's right. Imagine that.
Yeah, that's just breaking today. It'll be breaking tomorrow and the next day and the next, too.
Exactly. I think that's exactly how it should be presented every single time we talk about it.
That's right.
One more day has gone by and they still have not introduced a ban, the electronic voting machines bill.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's like how many days since, you know, we've had a fatality at this employer, and it's it's just continuously zero days since a fatality.
Right.
Here at this place. Yeah.
Well, and that is the craziest part. I mean, we want the quickest route to fixing this country, and that's it right there.
Well, they're still playing patty cakes with Hunter Biden's laptop and
trying to decide if it's
subpoenas that they run them around the poll and never answer any questions or anything. And there's McCarthy every day. We're considering impeachment against Biden,
right?
If he doesn't. He doesn't cooperate.
Right.
Of course, that's a weekly announcement.
Yeah. Check this out. The latest with Comer and MTG saying Comer and Green sent a letter Friday to the Department of Justice asking whether it's upholding the rights of victims amid accusations Hunter Biden may have exploited prostitutes. Hello? That's not even what's important right now. Can we at least get our nation's voting system back online before we are so bogged down with, did Hunter Biden actually exploit prostitutes? First of all, everybody's dog knows that he exploited prostitutes day in and day out. And so if they have to be asking like that in that manner to the DOJ, I don't even know that they're fit for office. I mean,
Are any of them?
Yeah, exactly. Are any of them even qualified to be there at this
point? Just bark, bark, bark. Bark, 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 bark. Yeah. If we mean it.
Yeah, and bark and actually becoming more and more polite as time goes by because they're not getting a response, so they try to be nicer.
Right.
That's not the way things work when they're breaking the law.
Exactly. They're accomplices, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And the people are getting, past fed up.
Right.
They're just so, most people are just, they don't even know what to do anymore. They're so frustrated and nothing good is happening, and we get lip service.
Right. And speaking of elected officials being in La La Land, we've got the most awesome clip here with La La Land Kamala. La La Kamala.
There you go. We've got a new nickname for her.
Check this out.
Are you taking the threat of a second Trump presidency seriously enough?
I don't understand the question.
Right. Are any of us surprised? She doesn't understand the question.
Joe's barely conscious. She's always on drugs.
She about short-circuited there. was it her cocaine that was found in the White House? I don't know.
Gosh, it's hard to say what kind of drugs those people are on because they can't answer the most basic of questions. Nobody in office can seem to pass a bill that's important to the nation. Nobody can seem to get anything done that actually matters to the American people.
Right, right. Well, exactly. That's the whole point. That's a coup. They're doing everything they can that matters to our enemies.
Yep.
Now, this next one.
This is infuriating.
We weren't sure whether to put this on Wiffle Bat Wednesday, Thrash a Commie Thursday, or Fire It Up Friday, but the truth is this person should not be in office.
She should be arrested as of this moment.
Right, and she should immediately resign, and charges should commence.
Yes, and you can probably guess who we're talking about. It is the New Mexico's governor who issued an emergency public health order. Public health order, notice. Does that sound familiar? Anything like a World Health Order taking jurisdiction over every last aspect of our lives? Well, here you go. She must have got a phone call this last week from them.
But your point is valid.
You took an oath to the Constitution. Isn't it unconstitutional to say you cannot exercise your carrying license?
With one exception, and that is if there's an emergency, and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute. There are restrictions on free speech. There are restrictions on my freedoms. In this emergency, this 11-year-old and all these parents who have lost all these children, they deserve my attention to have the debate about whether or not in an emergency we can create a safer environment. Because what about their constitutional rights? I took an oath to uphold those two. And if we ignore this growing problem without being bold, I've said to every other New Mexican, your rights are subrogated to theirs. And they are not, in my view.
Wait a minute, you're talking about crimes. There are already laws against the crimes, so how are there rights? But again,
if I'm unsafe, who's standing up for that right? If this climate is so out of control, somebody should do something. I'm doing as much as I know to do.
Madam Governor, do you really think that criminals are going to hear this message and not carry a gun in Albuquerque on the streets for 30 days?
No. But here's what I do think. It's a pretty resounding message.
That is somebody that does not understand the law, does not understand her oath of office, does not understand her position, and needs to be removed for failure to uphold her oath of office.
That's right.
The Second Amendment reads, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." And they said, she says, what about the rights of this little girl, you know, that lost her life, and what about her rights? Well, here's another one that she's wholly unaware of, apparently. Ninth Amendment reads, "The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people."
Exactly.
And so, no, you cannot wipe out anybody's Second Amendment rights by claiming a crime happened.
And this does not make the people safe, that she's claiming this is something, somebody has to do something. What she's done is made law-abiding citizens unsafe.
That's right.
Because the criminals, by her own admission, this will not make the criminals stop carrying firearms for 30 days. But this sends a resounding message. What's the message? It's a free-for-all. The message is law-abiding citizens are now unarmed. Hey, there you go. Green light, criminals.
Right.
That's the message.
Yeah, exactly. And just the fact that the wording that they used here, emergency public health order, that just reeks.
Sure, sounds familiar.
World Health Organization language.
That's what they're going to use for all of the rest of the tyranny to follow.
Absolutely not. She needs to get the boots square in the pants.
But you guys, you be safe out there. Have a blessed day. And thank you for your prayers and your support. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.